This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. Across the Wildcat Extension District, Sericea lespidiza is in a vegetative growth state and rapidly growing. By the end of June, plants will begin to branch and become even woodier. These plants are a major problem in rangelands and pastures across the state. It is a state noxious weed and therefore needs to be managed. It has a tremendous seed bank that helps reestablish stands. Identification is an important first step before initiating a control program. Sericea lespidiza is a perennial legume with three leaves on the end of each stem. The leaves are club or wedged shapes. Plants are usually about 3 foot tall, but can grow several feet in height under ideal conditions. Plants will start to bloom in August with a white to cream colored flowers with a purple throat. Most seed production occurs in September. Sericea lespidiza is commonly confused with slender lespidiza. You can tell the difference by looking at the back of the leaf. Sericea has straight veins and slender has curvy veins. The bloom time is also different. Slender lespidiza blooms in May through September, while Sericea blooms August through October. There aren't any silver bullet controls for this invasive weed. Heavy grazing, well-timed prescribed burns, and herbicide applications after mowing can help with management. There are several herbicide options that can be considered. To be effective, and this is especially important with spot spraying, the plant must be covered with solution, but not to the point the solution drips from the plant. Initial treatments should reduce dense stands to the point where spot treatments can be used in future years. Herbicide treatments will need to be repeated every 2 to 4 years to keep this invasive species in check. Left untreated, Sericea lespidiza will dominate a site, greatly reducing forage production and species diversity. The presence in hay meadows is concerning, but does not make the hay unharvestable. If the hay is cut before the Sericea lespidiza begins budding, it can be hayed. The tannins that make Sericea unpalatable break down as the material dries, resulting in higher quality hay. Reports indicate that cattle readily consume the Sericea lespidiza as hay. Harvest the hay by mid-July, and about 6 weeks later, if the Sericea lespidiza is actively growing, apply a half rate of an improved and labeled herbicide following label instructions. Be persistent with control efforts of this invasive species at manageable populations. I can help you with herbicide timing and application rates that can work best for you. To help gain control on your pasture or rangeland, consider checking with the county noxious weed department for possible discounted rates on herbicides. For more information, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.